Good morning, and welcome to the Hotelus City Express's first quarter 2022 earnings conference call. Thank you for joining us today. For opening remarks and introductions, I would like to turn the call over to Hector Vasquez, Investor Relations Director from Hotelus City Express. Please go ahead.
Thank you, and good morning, everyone. Hotelus City Express first quarter 2022 results were released yesterday after the market closed. They are available on Hotelus City Express Investor Relations website. We want to remind you that during this call, management comments may include forward-looking statements. We ask that you please refer to the legal disclaimer in the quarterly reports for guidance on this matter. Joining us on today's call are Mr. Luis Barrios, our CEO, Mr. Santiago Parra, our CFO. Luis will begin with some opening remarks, followed by Santiago, who will present the company financial results. We will then open the floor for questions. Now, it's my pleasure to turn the call over to Luis.
Thank you, Hector. Good morning, everyone, and thanks for joining us today for the presentation of City Express's first quarter results for 2022. We hope you and your families are safe and healthy. I would like to say that we are pleased with our results for the quarter and the actions taken to guide the company through this bumpy recovery period. Our portfolio has continued to prove its resilience and recognition of the traveler. In January, we faced a fourth wave of the COVID-19 infections triggered by the Omicron variant, which impacted mobility. Since then, supply chain disruptions have been heightened by the Russia-Ukraine crisis, and related inflationary pressures became more acute as the quarter progressed. Despite these headwinds, the improvement in vaccination, coupled with less hospitalization, less concern over infections and/or people getting used to living with COVID, led to higher mobility with occupancy rates improving, especially during February and March. Our increasing focus on leisure travel paid off very well, increasing occupancy rates not only on Fridays and weekends, but also during local holidays, diversifying our client base. While we continue to carry out in-depth mobility analysis by regions, always looking to understand and adapt to the evolving trends in the market segments and guest preferences. As a result, we witnessed weekend and holiday occupancy rates reaching up to 68% for some days during these periods. The opportunity to capitalize on the leisure travel market was confirmed in a market survey that we conducted at most of our locations. The survey consisted in asking guests about the purpose of their future Hotelus City visits. From this survey, we observed strong demand for travel to small colonial towns as a road trip pit stop, and in general, family tourism. We believe that the market is increasingly inclined to see our brands for business and leisure as a result of our product offerings, location, successful marketing strategies and advertising, consistent quality, and upgrades to the food and beverage offerings. Our clients are becoming aware that they have better value during their stay and still enjoy the experiences in the destination, making the best of their holiday. Talking about the regions, we continue to see strong demand generated by the large manufacturing and export players in the northern corridor of the country, boosted by a strong recovery in the U.S. and geopolitical trends favoring nearshoring. We also saw a reactivation on our key accounts, local business traveler and group trips. In contrast, the Bajío continues to lag the rest, affected in part by the auto industry and supply chain disruptions. We expect this region to stabilize in the second half of this year as the automobile sector recovers and supply chain disruptions are fixed. We have identified around 25 hotels around the Bajío region that should benefit from the recovery of this sector, which would add some 3 percentage points to the overall occupancy of the portfolio once stabilized. All of this was reflected in the significant improvement of our operating and financial results. Although In January, we see a drop in occupancy from the typical slow start of the year, coupled with the Omicron wave. The recovery in February and March was pronounced, reaching occupancy level of 52.6% in March, leading to an average quarter occupancy slightly above 45%. As occupancy increased, we were able to raise rates, with the average daily rate increasing, reaching 1,064 pesos, close to 11% above the same quarter of the previous year. RevPAR reached 481 pesos, 67% year-over-year growth that translates into an 89% recovery versus the first quarter of 2019. As room rates and occupancy rates rose, margin expanded. Adjusted EBITDA increased by 12 times over a year ago, reaching 138.7 million with a margin of 22.2%. We were particularly encouraged by the improvement in month-to-month profitability, with the EBITDA margin posted in February and March. Just in March, EBITDA margin reached 28% compared to the 22% of the average for the quarter. Along with these, we continued to strengthen our financial position through deleveraging our balance sheet. Our asset recycling activity, including the sale of our minority equity stake in a portfolio of three hotels located in Tijuana and Ensenada, and the Seed Express in Chihuahua. All four hotels remain under a franchise and management contract. In addition, we completed the sale of a plot of land in Reynosa, Tamaulipas. This brings the cumulative asset sale amount during the last 12 months to 782 million pesos. To date, all assets have been sold above their book value and with reasonable cap rates. With the cash obtained, we were able to make amortization payments of 176 million pesos to our syndicated loan that were applied in direct order of maturity, relieving obligations to amortize until the last quarter of 2023. In addition, the sale of these properties, an amount of 165 million pesos of debt was removed from our balance sheet, which corresponded to individual debt at the subsidiary level. Given the improvement in our cash flows and ongoing recovery, we have seen in discussions with our bank creditors to analyze the possibility of having a more flexible coverage ratios in subsequent years, as well as a modification reduction in the interest rate. Whether this will translate into debt refinancing, term restructuring, or other amortizations will become clearer at a later date. We currently have a little over 670 million pesos within the construction in progress account, corresponding to three hotels located in strategic locations in Guadalajara, Monterrey, and Merida that are almost finished. As the company's occupancy and cash flows improve, we will turn these currently unproductive assets into new hotels with an expected minimum investment of approximately 70 million. This would add more than 400 rooms to the current hotel portfolio. And as I've mentioned during our previous calls, liquidity remains first priority, and we would open such properties as we foresee market opportunities with a short-term ramp-up. Lastly, I'm glad to say that Hotel City Express is celebrating our 20th anniversary this coming May. And City has evolved from being a one-brand company in the business segment for domestic traveler to a family of five brands, well-recognized in the business and leisure market, leader in the economy segment with 17,300 rooms, 152 hotels, presence in four countries and 74 destinations. As we move on into full recovery, we will continue to grow and differentiate our brands, as well as expand the reach to new markets and distribution with a continuous investment in technology. Now, I would like to hand the call over to our CFO, Santiago Parra, who will provide you with further details on our financial and operational performance. Santiago, please proceed.
Thank you, Luis. My following remarks are based on HotelCity Express's first quarter 2022 financial results, which were prepared under IFRS. Our portfolio closed the year with 152 total properties. This represents a decrease of 0.7% to the same quarter of last year. Of the 152 hotels in operation at the end of the quarter, 143 were considered established properties, 10 more than in the first quarter of 2021. We closed the quarter with 17,311 rooms, a 0.5% decrease year on year. At the chain level, our ADR increased 10.5% year on year to 1,064 pesos, and the occupancy rate increased 15.3 percentage points to 45.3% over the same period. With both impacts combined, RevPAR increased 66.6% year on year, closing the quarter at 481 pesos. Revenues totaled 624.1 million pesos for the quarter. This implies a 59.7% year-on-year increase. All in all, the positive trend in the recovery of occupancy and rate levels continue. As of March, occupancy at the chain level was 14.5 percentage points above January occupancy, reaching a level of 52.6%. This represents a recovery of 89.7% compared to the same period of 2019. The company expects to maintain its growth trend as additional sectors of the economy reactivate. Along with this, the average daily rate during March was 1,077 pesos, an all-time high. The latter led to a RevPAR of 566.5 pesos for the month of March, which was translated into a 94% recovery compared to 2019. Total cost for the quarter increased 22.6% year-on-year to 613.1 million pesos, mainly due to the increase in occupancy. However, as we continue with our cost and expense containment efforts, working closely with suppliers and collaborators to counteract adverse economic effects and optimize our cost and expense structure, we will be able to continue delivering higher operating leverage. That brings us to our first quarter adjusted EBITDA to 138.7 million pesos. This represented an increase of 12 times compared to last year, with a margin of 22.2% for the quarter, 19.5 percentage points above the same quarter of last year. It should be noted that the EBITDA for the month of March reached 28% margin when compared to the 22.2% for the quarter. Comprehensive financing cost increased 43.3% year-on-year during the quarter to 124.9 million pesos, compared to the 87.2 million pesos reported in the first quarter 2021. The financing cost increased by two main factors. One, the spread of the syndicated loan increased by roughly 200 basis points versus the previous rate, and two, the increase of 243 basis points in the base rate year over year. At the end of the quarter, we have 72.3% of our total debt covered with a derivative instrument, capping the base rate for each of our loans to a weighted average of 6.8%. Our financial liabilities decreased 10.6% from 6,315.9 million at the end of first quarter 21 to 5,646.1 million in first quarter 2022. Cash and cash equivalents increased to 1,007.1 million pesos, bringing net debt to 4,638.9 million. This represented a 5.7% quarter-on-quarter decrease in our net debt. As Luis mentioned before, we continued with our deleveraging strategy and announced additional asset sales totaling 782 million pesos over the last 12 months. With the consolidation of these properties, 165 million pesos of debt was no longer considered in the company's balance sheet, and 176 million pesos was used to prepay the syndicated loan debt. Our net loss for the quarter was 29.2 million compared to the loss of 199.2 million reported for the same period of last year. This recovery was due to a combination of all the previously mentioned trends. In summary, the improvement in hotel demand and reopening of economic activities combined with our cost and expense containment efforts, refinancing strategies, and asset sales has brought us to a recovery period in reasonably good shape. We look forward to continue delivering on this front in 2022. Thank you for your attention. Operator, please begin the Q&A portion of our call.
We will now begin the question and answer session. To ask a question, you may press star, then one on your telephone keypad. If you are using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing the keys. To withdraw your question, please press star, then two. At this time, we will pause momentarily to assemble our roster. Our first question comes from Adolfo Margain with Signum Research. Please go ahead.
Hey, everyone, and thank you for taking my question. My question is regarding your expected occupancy for the rest of the year. Can you give us more color in this area? That will be my question. Thank you.
Hi. Yes, Adolfo. We are expecting to reach roughly 90% of 2019 figures by the end of the year. As mentioned, we have been seeing the recovery. We have reported for the first time the monthly occupancies and rates so that the recovery is more visible and that you can see how the trend is going. So hopefully this will be helpful.
Yes, it is. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Again, if you have a question, please press star, then one. Our next question comes from Alina Morella with Compass Group. Please go ahead.
Hi. Yes, related with the last question, I want to know if the 90% that you talk about, it's incorporating the new rooms from Guadalajara, Monterrey, and Merida that you mentioned.
Yes, Alina, thank you for your question. This is Santiago Parra. We would be opening these properties as the cash flow goes in a better position, and we feel that the markets are there. So this 90% is considering the current portfolio and eventually opening these properties in the third and fourth quarter of this year. So just remembering that when properties start operations, they start with a very low occupancy, no? So yes, I mean, we would be considering the 90%, including eventual openings of these three properties.
Okay, thank you. And one last question about occupancy. In April, that we have like the Holy Week, and well, last week, do you saw great increases in occupancy, like people are not afraid of COVID anymore?
Well, as Luis mentioned before, we're seeing that leisure travelers are attracted to our brands in order to spend less in their accommodation and use that the savings they're having to have experiences at the destination. We have been working for more than 18 months in appealing for leisure travelers, And as we mentioned before, we have seen occupancies above 65% in some local holidays and weekends. So I would say that yes, people are starting to travel. The Semana Santa is a very popular holiday in Mexico, and yes.
Okay, thank you. That was clear.
Our next question comes from Brad Lindenbaum with Stone Forest. Please go ahead.
Hello. Can you give us an update on progress with the potential capital raise and also just more broadly outline how you expect to continue the deleveraging process?
Hi, Brad. Thank you for your question. This is Santiago Parra again. As we have been seeing the year going by, we have continued to do our efforts in the capital raise. We are looking at different options, as we have mentioned, and we will be, just working and making our decisions based on the best and what makes our shareholders' value higher. So we don't have we expect to close something by next quarter, but we don't have unfortunately we don't control dates and how the process is going. But yes, we're still continuing in this process.
I'm Brad, this is Hector Vasquez. For the meantime, we're going to continue with our asset sales strategy. So that would lead us to more liquidity for the upcoming quarters.
And can you give us an update on the status of the asset sales? What can we expect and when has management changed its target for the ideal leverage and when we'll be able to achieve it?
Okay, during the pandemic, we had a loss of around 1 billion pesos in free cash flow. So the target that we're looking for should be that 1 billion pesos as of today. And as Santiago and Luis mentioned during the call, we have sold around 760 million pesos, and also we raised around 300 million pesos in the first phase of the capital increase. So we're almost there.
And how about going forward? Will you be increasing the amount of assets that you want to sell, or do you think that EBITDA will come up quickly enough?
Of course, this is Luis Barrios. How are you? Thank you for your question. This is Luis. Yeah, definitely. The long-term shot for City Express is to go back to the closer to 3.5 to 4 times EBITDA debt balance. Based on that, what we are doing is obviously the recovery is a function of liquidity. And every time we are reaching these occupancy levels and the recovery starts to kick in, we feel more, our cash flow generations. So this is a tricky question because on one side, yes, we would like to reach that level very soon, but on the other side, we don't want to fire sell assets or do a placement of our shares at unreasonable price value. So we have the assets on one side and the shares that we have issued but not placed as contingencies to a liquidity situation. Fortunately, as you see this quarter, the EBITDA starts to get stronger, and we also collection and on certain assets. So we will handle that as best fits the value generation for the shareholders, and trying to force the sales, just let the recovery as well as the value of our assets attainable at better cap rates than they were before, I mean, last year. So the precise number, we cannot fix it, but we are aware of it, and we are praying it by as the recovery comes by and the offers also present. What we can tell you, we have offers for some of our assets right now. We have about 1,600 million pesos in assets, which, as we mentioned, close to 700 are hotels finished or ready to go to streamline, a bit of investment. That we have Solan in together in those 1,600, and that's something that we are also putting most favor the sale of land, because when we have assets, we have invested already in them, and they are very very close to be deployed and start operating. I don't know if I confuse you more or I give you some clarity.
No, that's helpful.
Okay.
Again, if you have a question, please press star, then one. This concludes our question and answer session. I would now like to turn the conference back over to Luis Barrios for any closing remarks.
Well, thank you everyone again for attending today's call. I am confident of the future of our company, and we're in a good position to optimize our strategic decisions in the coming quarters. I want to reiterate how grateful I am to all of you who continue to trust on us. We look forward to continuing generating value for all our stakeholders. I will talk to you soon in our next earnings calls, but in the meantime, please feel free to reach out if you have any questions or comments. We're always happy to talk to you, and thank you again.
The conference has now concluded. Thank you for attending today's presentation. You may now disconnect.